Following is the President's speech at Oldendale, Oklahoma, Wednesday, September
29, 1948. And fellow citizens of Oldendale, it is my high honor and privilege this morning to help welcome to Oldendale some very distinguished guests. First, I would like to present to you the next United States Senator from Oklahoma, Honorable Robert S. Kerr. And now, friends, I would like to present to you our beloved Governor of Oklahoma, His Excellency, Governor Roy Turner.
Thank you, Tom. Of course, you folks in Oldendale know Tom by his first name. You know who I mean. And it's unnecessary for me to say to you that he's going to be your next congressman. Am I right? My fellow Oklahomans, friends, it's really a privilege that I have this opportunity to present to you the President of the United States and the next President of the United States.
Thank you very much, Governor. It certainly is heartening to see all these smiling faces here at Oldendale this morning. You certainly must be interested in the welfare of your country. You must be interested in the issues in this campaign, or you wouldn't turn out like this to hear what I have to say about them. These issues are well known, as I've said time and again all over the country. The issue is the people against special privilege. And this 80th Congress conclusively proves that that is the issue. I just want to discuss one particular thing in which I know you're vitally interested, being a farm community. And that's the soil conservation issue. It's more, you're more interested in that in Oklahoma, I think, than any other part of the farm program. Oklahoma's sort of like Missouri. These good topsoil of this great state has washed away and blown away to the extent that if we don't commence to do something about it, very soon we won't have any soil. And that's true in Missouri. I think Missouri and Oklahoma furnished at least one county to Louisiana that went down the Mississippi River. Back in the Harding, Coolidge, and Hoover days, soil conservation was something with which the government wasn't supposed to have anything to do. The soil was just another one of the natural resources that was just there to be plundered. You people here in Oklahoma know about it better than anybody, because you know what happened under that system. You remember the dust storms, when good, hard-working farmers in this state and others saw the soil on which their livelihood depended blow away, and the rich farmlands were about to become a desert. That is one of the great crises faced by President Roosevelt when he took office in 1933. He saw that our land would have to be saved if our nation were going to be saved. He initiated a great soil conservation program, unprecedented in the nation's history. That program has been continued by me. We have only just begun to fight this battle of the land. The Republicans have never got from their Hoover philosophy. They still are doing their best to stop my efforts for soil conservation so our land and your land can not be plundered. Look at the record of the 80th Congress. House Republicans cut the appropriation for soil conservation one-third. Fortunately, we got most of this cut back in the Senate. Again, in 1948, the House voted to cut the soil conservation appropriation. 100% of the Democrats voted for that appropriation, and 95% of the Republicans voted against it. That shows how they stand. In the Senate, the Democratic leaders over there got these cuts restored. 100% of the Democrats in the Senate voted to support that restoration, and 93% of the Republicans voted against it. The result was that $37.5 million, or 12%, of the soil conservation payments proposed by this administration were cut out by the 80th Congress. Can anyone doubt what a Republican Congress and a Republican president would do to these very democratic farm programs if they get into power? You can see now why I've been saying that the Republican Party belongs to big business and the Democratic Party belongs to the people. That's why I urge you here in this great Democratic county to get out on election day. Get up early and get out and roll up a majority in Oklahoma. Then let these special privileged fellows know where you stand. If you do that, you will have Bob Kerr in the Senate and Tom Speed in the House, and you can't go wrong. I want to express my appreciation to these young people, these school children who come out to see the president, because this campaign and the issues in this campaign will affect you for the next generation if the Republicans get control of the country. Remember that and bear it in mind. When you grow up, you'll be saying that President Truman either saved the country from special privilege or special privilege overwhelmed the country. Bear that in mind, you young people, because you'll be talking about it for a generation. Thank you a lot. I'd like to introduce my wife and daughter, Ms. Truman. My daughter, Margaret.